Coalition officials say a car bomb has exploded southwest of Baghdad, killing 3 U.S. troops and 2 civilians. Coalition Deputy Operations Director Brigadier General Vincent Brooks says the capture of Iraq's largest airport followed a day of fighting by the American 5th Corps, which advanced from Al-Qut and defeated 2 divisions of Iraq's Republican Guard.
The attack continued through the night, and by dawn this morning, the coalition had seized the international airport west of Baghdad, formerly known as Saddam International Airport.
General Brooks said the airport has been renamed Baghdad International Airport and called it the gateway to the future of Iraq. He said the airport previously had been damaged by coalition forces in order to prevent Iraqi leaders from using it to escape. But a senior operations official told VOA, coalition commanders hope to have helicopters using the airport in 2 days and fixed-wing aircraft operating there within a week. General Brooks said coalition forces have advanced beyond positions around Baghdad that were said to be protected by Iraq's most loyal and best-equipped forces.
We have penetrated the defensive ring that was set by the Republican Guard forces. That came by way of destruction of divisions of Republican Guard forces along that line.
General Brooks said heavy fighting occurred during this offensive. The U.S. official also announced that a car bomb exploded near the Haditha Dam southwest of Baghdad, killing 3 Special Forces troops.
A vehicle approached the checkpoint. A woman who appeared clearly to be pregnant exited the vehicle, screaming for assistance in some degree of distress. As coalition forces began to approach, she and the vehicle were detonated.
The woman and the driver of the vehicle were also killed in the explosion. Finally, General Brooks confirmed that special operations forces in western Iraq attacked what appeared to be a school for training in the use of weapons of mass destruction. He said they seized a bottle labeled Tabin, the name of a chemical agent developed several decades ago. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Asailia Camp, Qatar.